are an Ayin Hey Amid Aleph. And the Gemara is now switching to the Man Yomer that says that Zavim Mitzayra and the Pasik, Kedashim, Pasik Dalet, I believe it is, means somebody that's Mechusik Kapara. So according to that, Adash Yitar would mean till he brings a carbon, because he's Mechusik Kapara, right? And we learn out from Yeletus that a Mechusik Kapara doesn't become totally tar till after the carbon. So when the Pasik says Adash Yitar, it means different things for different tumas. For Mitzayra and Zav, it would mean the carbon. And for Truma, for Tumei Nefesh, there is no carbon, so it would mean Harav Shemesh. Right? But no longer is Adash Yitor only mean Harav Shemesh. That was good according to Mishmol, who learned that the Pasuk is talking about people that don't bring Karbanot. But now that we're saying, according to the Madhyamah, that says that the Pasuk is talking about people that do bring Karbanot, so therefore, you have to say, and we know from Yeledah, the Mechusu Kapara, needs to bring a kapara. So Adash Yitar means till he becomes tar, means a kapara. Zakti Gemara. Ulahachtana. We are an Ayin Hayam and Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the top. So I assume we're on 75A1. Frakti Gemara. Ulahachtana. The public alay the time of the Bere Bishmol. And according to the time that argues on time of the Bere Bishmol, the Amar, that time it says, it doesn't identify him by name. The Amar, that Tana says, that right? That the Pasuk is not referring to a Mitzayra or Zav that doesn't bring a carbon, but it's referring to a Mitzayra and Zav that do bring a carbon. And therefore, V'hai Adash Yitar the Maisi Kapara. And Adash Yitar means until he brings a Kapara, right? Now, it has to be for Kiddush. See, this is where the Rashi speak out, because we have a Pasuk Gabah Shemesh Vitar later on. That's for Truma. And this is obviously trying to tell me something about Kiddush. So we assume that it means the next step, which is bringing the carbon. Right? That's how Rashi says. You don't need the Pasuk of Yeletus. Even without the Pasuk of Yeletus, the fact that we have three psukim, Teskim Rachat Vasari Bamayim, that told us that Mikvah accomplishes something else. The next pasuk says, "Uba Shemesh v'tar v'achayechum v'nakadoshim." The next pasuk seems to say that Harav Shemesh works. So therefore, Adash Yitar, back in the beginning, which according to the other Madiyamar we learned, also meant Harav Shemesh. But according to this Madiyamar, we're going to say, since it's talking about Mechusik Kapara, it means till he brings the carbon, the third stage. So the question is, why do I need this pasuk and the pasuk by Yeledus? Why can't I derive it from one of the two? So the question is, of Trey Kroy Bekachim Lomali. I have the Pasuk by Yeletus, and I have the Pasuk here, Adash Yitar, which by process of elimination means carbon. Because I have a Pasuk that says, Mikvah, I have a Pasuk that says Harav Shemesh, and then I have another Pasuk that says Adash Yitar. And we'd rather not say that means Harav Shemesh again. We'd rather say it means something else, which is carbon. According to the other Madiyamar, we said it means Harav Shemesh again, and we wanted to know why it has to say so many times. But according to this Madiyamar, it means carbon. So why does it have to say it by Zav, and Mitzayra, and by Yeleta? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Paya the Shiitra, the Maisi Kapara, Val Karkok, Bekaydish Muk Muslah. It would have to be by Kiddush. Doksib Krachina Ba Shemesh V'Tar, the Mukh Muslim B'Truma. Trey Koi, Adash Yitar here, B'Kipur Lev V'Tehera, by Yeledus, B'Kachim Lameli, Lashmina Demaisi Kapara. And for the Gemara Tzvichi, I need it. Dikasa Rachmana B'Yeledus, if the Torah would have only written by Yeledus, I would say Mishim Demaruba Tumasa. There a Mechusa Kapara has to wait for the carbon, because it's a long Tumah, 40 days, 80 days, she's tame for a very long time. Therefore, the Torah wants her to wait for a carbon. Abu Bezav was only tame 7 days, name alive. Because the Rachman of Bezav, we don't see any lessening. By Zav, we don't see any lessening during the days of his tuma. He's tame to the end, and then when it stopped meeting like this, he can't have a discharge and be tar. Any discharge of a Zav would make him Tamei. And if he has a discharge during his 7 clean days, he's got to start all over again. Abu Yeledus, a Maloy, because Yeledus is seeing blood. from day 7 till day 40, or day 14 to day 80, she can be seeing blood, and she's still tahor. Here is a lady that's discharging blood, which usually makes her tamei, and it's not affecting her status of tumah. That's hutter miklaloi. That's a heter from the rule of that a woman who sees blood becomes tamei. Right? It's a heter. So maybe there the Torah is meko. You don't need to wait for karma. Because that's why I need both
sukkim. That's really true. In the 33 days, she sees blood, it's fine.
Dam tara. We don't fear them that way anymore. But in the halacha of the Torah, a woman goes, this machlokes in Masechtas Nida, whether she has to stop and start again or even if she continues. Meaning, a woman who gives birth is bleeding, and at the end of 7 days, right, the 33 days start. Does it start automatically? She goes to the mikvah and starts? Or do we say it has to stop, and then when it starts again, it's damtara? But if it continues, it's still considered tummy. That's the machlokes, I believe, Rav and Levi in Masechtas Nida. So, halacha lemaaseh, I don't know, we paskin them in that shaila, because we don't keep damtara anyway. The same thing is true the other way. If a woman is bleeding from day 39 into day 40 into day 41, is that still damtara? Or do we say that it switches automatically at the end of day 40 and it becomes damtuma? Same machlokes, Rav and Levi. The machlokes seems to be whether the dam yeledus, the dam of birth, and the dam of tara comes from the same source, or there are different sources within the woman. If it's the same source, that means it just switches from tummy to tara, xeris akasim. But if it's a different source, one has to stop before the other can start. That's the machlokes in Masechtas Nida. Dr. Rashi, Trey Koy, Ad Ashi Yitta Vekipa Levi Zidarin, Merubim Tumasa, Shmainim Yoyim Lachilus Chuma Vekachim, my lady, my girl. Yoleda Suta Miklala, Sharaya Damu Tayra Labaila, she sees blood and she's mutted to her husband. Abazav Lahuta Miklala, the whole Kamad Lay Pasik Tame, as long as he doesn't stop discharging, he is Tame. So we finished our three psukim, our three stages, we're finished with that. Meiser Chuma Kachim. We have a pasuk that says mikvah works, that's by meiser. Pasuk that says harav shemesh, that's by truma. Pasuk that says you need a carbon, that's by kachim. And we figured it out from the different psukim, and we know that truma is more strict than meiser. That was one shot, or it says nefesh. And we know that kachim is more strict than truma, so therefore we followed and we made that seder hadvarim. That's shot in the Mishnah in the Kohen. Tava v'Allah achu b'meiser, harav shemesh achu b'truma, Heavy kaparasa echo bekach. Something gemaravite. But once we're in the subject, we're going to go through psukim and find other psukim that again the Torah mentions you need something to make you tahar. Why does the Torah have to say it in the other places? Frekti gemara. Bamayim yuva v'tamiya de'erev v'tahar. This is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. It says if a person touches a nevela or a sheretz, he has to go to the mikvah, and he's tummy till the night, and he becomes tahar. Lamali, why can't I learn it out from Parshas Emor? Why do I need this in Parshas Shmini? Why isn't enough Parshas Shazria and Parshas Emor covered the whole spectrum? Why do I need another pasuk in Parshas Shmini that if somebody touches an avel or a sheretz, he goes to the mikvah, waits till the night, and he becomes tahar? Just say he's tummy. I know how to get rid of tumma. Look at Parshas Emor. It tells me how to get rid of tumma for Meiser, for Truma, for Kachem. Why do I need Parshas Shmini to tell it to me again?
And when he touched this nevela, his hands were wet, right?
Doesn't make a difference. Wet hands is only a tumma drabanan. Nothing to do. This is a biblical tumma. Touching a dead nevela or a dead sheretz is a tumma deraisa. And for the Gemara, Amar Abzeira Lenagia. It's talking about touching, a chiddush. Till now, we were talking about eating, that a person can't eat truma till he becomes tahar. Can't eat meiser until he goes to the mikvah. Now we're talking about he's tummy to touch things. Now, how do I know it's talking about nagia? Because it's talking about a keli that touches a truma. The keli is tumma, has to go into the mikvah and wait till the night. Kelim don't eat. Kelim touch. So the chiddush of the pasuk in Parsha Shmini is that tumma applies not only to eating, but also to touching. Amar Reb Zeira Menagia, the Tanya, the Tamei, Yachol Lekol. It says, the Tamei Ata Erev, the Toher. Now, this is an interesting drasha. Again, it's a kind of drasha I would have never made, but the Gemara makes, obviously, it's a good drasha. We have to understand it. But it says, Mamayim Yuva V'Tamei Ata Erev. Could have stopped right there. Put it in water, and it's tummy to the evening. And I would figure out that after the evening, it becomes tar. Why did the pasuk say the tar? So the Ibn Gemara Darshan says the pasuk is saying it's tummy and tar at the same time. Mamayim yuva, and it's still tummy, but it's also tar. Ado erev. Ado erev v'tar doesn't mean now it becomes tar. I wouldn't need that word. Just say mamayim yuva v'tummy ado erev. I would know it's tummy to the evening. V'tar means even while it was tumbe, it was also tahar.
The
keli, right? Yachol akol tamal lemer v'tar. If v'tar yachol akol tamal lemer v'tame. Okay, so kind of a meiser, kind of a truma. Touching meiser is not a problem. Once when you went to the mikvah, the keli can touch meiser. Touching truma is a problem because it's not, can't touch truma to the evening. But it's talking about touch, not eating. That's what the answer is. And then we're bringing a brisa that says there's a difference when it can touch Meiser Sheni and touch truma. Right? Meiser Sheni can be touched after Tuyayim, because a Tuyayim can even eat Meiser Sheni, and a truma can't be touched to the evening because you need Harav Shemesh. Cracks the Gemara, and this is a Pela de Gekasha. The next line is a Pela Atsuma Kasha. Maybe it means it can touch truma after the mikvah and touch meiser after Harav Shemesh. How do I know which one is mutter at Tul Yayim and which one needs Harav Shemesh? Zok the Gemara mistabra kehecha the chamir achila the truma machila the meiser hachinami chamir negia the truma negia the meiser. Pel is a kahavamina. We already learned that a Tuyayim can eat Meiser, not eat Truma. Right? But yet the Gemara has a Havamina that for touch, Meiser would be stricter than Truma. So the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. If you can eat Meiser, you should be able to touch Meiser. If you eat Truma, you should be able to touch. If you can't eat Truma, you shouldn't be able to touch Truma. So that's what the Gemara answers. If you try to ask Akasha, how is it possible to eat without touching? If you tell me a Tuyayim can't touch Meiser, then obviously you can't eat Meiser. So the Gemara, they were trying to dig out, somebody would stick it down his mouth. Rashi. The Mayim Yuba Vatame at Arab, I call it the Truma Iri. He's talking about Truma there, the boy Harav Shemesh. Lumberly. Typically, the Bavah Shemesh Vatar. I already learned that out from the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Menagia, the Kruzel El Bachila Mishtoi. The Psukim we brought before, we're talking about eating. It's a Sevacha Yechim and Akachim. The high cross, this pasuk in Parsha Shmini, be Kalem is story. He's talking about Kalem. The Negia Ba'almahi, it's touch. Hashmini Kliv, who was in the Adam Tuyayim, even a person that's a Tuyayim, but you got a Truma. The Tame Bamayim Yuva, the Tame Afla Akrabia Samayim, Kare Tame. Even after he goes into the water, it's still Tame. Yachal Akail Havi Tame, Tamad Lame Vitar. He becomes tar. Mashmadami Karikar, he was tar before also Kaidim Harav Shemesh. The Ibai Sema back to the Gemara.
So we're saying now that really the Kli and the hand is really locked out for the Kli? What are we saying? Who are din?
A person touching. But we know that plastic is talking about touch because it's talking about a Kli and Kalim don't eat.
Touching Truma.
Touching Truma, touching Meiser.
No, but what I'm saying is, it could have talked about the person himself. Well,
yeah, but how do I know that plastic is talking about touching? Maybe the plastic is talking about eating.
Wouldn't have eating before?
That's the question. Gemara wanted to know why I need that plastic. And for the Gemara, that plastic is talking about touching. The Trashi, it's obviously talking about touching, because it's talking about a keli. The plastic says about a keli, so I know it's talking about touching. Your way would have to be, since it's an extra plastic, it's talking about that.
Right.
This is much better. It says a Kaylee. Kalim don't eat. Is it stronger? I don't have to figure it out because it's an extra plastic. It is talking about touching.
Now, when the Kaylee touches the Vela,
yes.
Does the human become Tamei?
No. What human?
No, he touched the keli after the keli already touched the nevela.
No. The keli becomes a rishon, and a rishon is not matame person but derived. Unless he has wet hands, and that becomes rabbinic tumah. Midrash, a person or a candle can only become...
should be staying here starting today.
You want Hirsch to give this year? I have no problem.
I said tonight.
Oh, he should be staying in the Kyle Learning. Maybe he sits and learns all night at home.
No, maybe he'll go to the Shabbaton.
What Shabbaton? Oh, you mean the girls have them? What do you got to do with me? Like them. Zuck the Gemara, everybody same in the Gia de Truma Mahachanavka. The Gia de Truma can be learned out from another pasuk. Meaning, you had a question, maybe a Tuyayim can touch Truma. I have another pasuk that says clearly that it can't. Because the pasuk says, by a lady that went to the mikvah, a Yeletus, during her days of Tara, which is a Tfulat Yom Aruch, right? That's what we said. It says during that time, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, she shouldn't touch Kodesh. And the Braisa says, Azara Leichol, this is a law for eating. Even though it says Leisiga, it means eating. Frek the Braisa, Ayayna Lanageya, how do you know this is a law for eating? It sounds to me it's a law for touching. Talmud Leimar, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, V'lamigdash Leisavai. The Pasuk juxtaposes the lav of Kodesh Leisiga to the lav of not entering the Migdash. The punishment for entering the Migdash is Karas. The juxtaposition of the Pasuk, which is called the Hekesh, tells us that the case of Kodesh Leisiga is also something that's high of Karas. The fact that the Torah put those two Isurim next to each other, and one is a Chi of Karas, tells us that the other is a Chi of Karas as well. There is no Karas for touching Truma. There's only Karas for Misa, not Karas, it's Misa, Neshavayim, for eating Truma. So by the fact that the Torah juxtaposes the two, that tells me B'chayit HaKadosh Leisiga means don't eat Truma. But why did the Torah use the word Siga? Why can't the Torah speak straight to the point and say B'chayit HaKadosh Leisiga? From there we learn out that there's also an Isser of Negiyah. So the Torah got two Isurim into one. It got an Isser of Achila by juxtaposing Migdash and Kodesh. Migdash is Karas, so Kodesh is Karas. And therefore, the law is for eating Kodesh, which is punishable by Misa V'day Shemayim. But by using the word touch, it's also telling me a Tuyan can't touch Truma. Therefore, don't have a Havamina that the Pasuk before, for Meister, it can touch, it can't touch, and Truma you could touch. That was the Kasha. Maybe the Pasuk means you can touch Truma, not Meister. We answered before, it doesn't make sense. Now we're saying the Pasuk says clearly you can't touch Truma. And therefore, I don't have such a Havamina. Let's read it inside. Makish Kodesh L'Migdash. Ma Migdash Davish Yeshven Netilas Neshama. The punishment is a loss of life. Av Kodesh Davish Yeshven Netilas Neshama. By Negiah, there is no Netilas Neshama. That the ban of touching is like the ban of eating. Rashi, the Rashi Ibay Yisema, the Gia the Truma the Tuyayim Mahakanafka. This is where I learn out that a Tuyayim cannot touch Truma. The Tanya Bechokaydish Lisiga, Azara La'ichol. It's an Azara for eating. So the Taycho Betruma calls the Mashi Tulus Yayim Aruch. Cannot eat Truma as long as he's a Tuyayim. The Tulus Neshama. Habala Migdash Tame Bekaras. The Sishinamar Benichwasaki as Migdash Hashem Time was Matame the Migdash Hashem. Av Kodesh Davish Yesh Batil Sashama. The Ainu Achila Betuma, she got me Kodesh Bekaras. The Eichel Tuma Betuma Bemisa, the Sivu Meisubai, he halu, they die for desecrating it. The Gia Kachila, the Asher Lecho Asher Liga. The one that's Asher to eat cannot touch. Period. End of Sugya. Of all the psukim that tell us all the Isurim. So we spent.
What's the punishment for Meiser Betuma?
Meiser is Betuma? To touch? To eat is love, right?
Touch.
I don't know if it's over to love. It's us referred to it, it becomes tame, but I don't know if it's a love. I don't know.
So the Pharaoh was trying to teach us the Isur of eating and teaching us that the punishment is kares.
Yes.
And as a side, the other says touching, so therefore.
Right, right. The Torah is not teaching you the punishment of kares that we know from another pasuk. But by knowing that, it tells us pshat in there means eating, and therefore expresses it as touching, because only touching is like eating. Now we enter into a whole new sugya, a sugya that everybody will want to get ask questions on. The Mishnah said, back on that Ayin Amad Aleph, Tzuvadaka Krushavcha Hare'elu Yarklu. However, their wives and their avadim cannot eat. Zakti Gemara. Now, we had a machloikas way back when, in Perik number 5, I believe it was, number 6. If a woman, an amana, has eris into a kain gadol, can she eat truma? So we had a machloikas, since she's waiting for a bia psula, when they consummate the marriage, she will become a chalala, therefore she cannot eat now. That's what one Tana said. And another Tana said, nothing's happened to her yet. She is the wife of the kain gadol, talking about when she's allowed to eat truma. And he hasn't made her halal yet, so she can eat truma. That was the machloikas in the 6th parak, called Mishtameres Labiya Psula Akhla, and Mishtameres Labiya Psula Loyakhla. Again, a grusha gets married to a kayah. They had Erison. It came to the time of marriage, according to the Mishnah.
She can't eat.
Rabbinically. But then it came to the time that they were supposed to get married, and he didn't marry her, which the Mishnah Rishayna said, back in Ksubas, that she can start eating truma. At the end, we're going into that tufa. Now, she can eat truma, but the minute they consummate the marriage, she won't be able to eat truma. Can she eat truma now or not? With the machloikas tanoim back in Perik number 6. One time it said, she's mishtameres lebiya psula. She's waiting for an illegal relationship, and therefore she cannot eat truma now. And the other time it said, at this point, she's married to a kayan, and she's not a halala. There's no reason she can't eat truma. That was the machloikas.
I mean, at the time of
Erisin,
there's no
Isser? If they don't consummate the marriage, she's not a Chalala. I mean, it might be an Isser, but there's nothing that changed in her status. She can still eat Truma.
Wait. This is about to say Loyika?
Again, she doesn't become a Chalala. Chalala happens through the act of consummating the marriage.
And that's the cause of...
of her soul Truma, correct. See, at a certain point in history, she was allowed to eat Madrabanan.
Right, up until
that's the point in history that we're diving in. Now, here it's Nagaya, this lady, she's married to Ptsuadaka, meaning she married a healthy man who became a Ptsuadaka. Now, she can no longer have a relationship with him, it's a lav. The minute he has a relationship with her, she turns into a Zaina. Question is why? It wasn't Zaret Lamikara. It's a big problem, but we'll leave that alone. Right, she turns into a Zayda. Right? So she won't be having any Truma. But the Mishnah said that as long as they don't have a relationship, she can eat Truma. Question is, does that depend on that same Machloikus? Here is a lady that her next relationship with her husband will ban her from Truma, but she didn't have that relationship. She's married to a Kayan. By the way, he's eating Truma. Suvadaka can eat truma. He's a kayan. He's not allowed to live with a Jewish woman. If he does, she becomes a zayna or a chalala, whatever you want to make her. She'll never make truma again in her life, but she didn't have that relationship. He became a suvadaka, and they had no relationship, and this can go on for 2 months, 3 months.
Get the benefit of the doubt, they live in the same room.
Well, again, whether they have yichud or not, we know she didn't have a relationship. So the Mishnah, she can have truma. Question is that according to every Mandi Amar, or is that only according to the Mandi Amar that said the Mishtameres Labiya Psula can eat Truma? Yes.
Now, you could have said it's also that she married Psuadaka right away. Is that true or not? And that, is it possible to say if she married Psuadaka right away, it wasn't Chal?
No, it's Chal, it's a lot.
Okay, so why did Rabbi Yahweh...
Why'd I do that? That's a great question.
I know why Rabbi said that. Maybe Rabbi, it's more of a chiddush.
No, I said it because the Gemara is going to say it. That's why. The Gemara is going to say that Psuadaka is different because she ate till now. Therefore, she can continue eating according to everybody. Whereas the Alman and the Grusha want to start eating, and they can't if they're Mishnah Maris to be in Psula. So therefore, I had to explain the case of a woman that was eating. See, I knew the Gemara, so I wanted to explain the Gemara the way the Gemara explains the Gemara.
You've been a long time reading Shabbos Gemara.
When I prepared this morning. I mean, I prepared it earlier, but I re-looked over it this morning. While you were doing chesed and cleaning up this place, I was looking over this Gemara.
Someone told me, I won't say who, I could tell Rabbi, maybe it's better to learn instead.
No. It's a mitzvah she has allowed to day chayim. It's an unbelievable thing. I mean, I'm not telling you not to learn instead, but I'm just saying it's an unbelievable thing. Nothing my right. I'm entitled to Mishnamaris to be absolute of the right sakhla. She's waiting for a beer that's psula deraisa, and she can eat. I'm Reb Lazar ben Machlokes Shnuya. That's that Machlokes. Reb Lazar Reb Shimoni. Going like Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, who said it over there earlier. The Rabbanu L'Kayin God with Rusha Chavutz L'Kayin Hadid can eat truma till they consummate their marriage. Reb Yechon Am Avila Tamer Reb Meir. Shaini Yocha Shekvar Achla. She already ate. She's continuing. We don't stop her. Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. Even though he's looking forward, he's headed to a beer. The Gemara's answer is that Reb Yochanan and Shita is no. Everybody would agree here because she's continuing, she's not starting.
Why does it, I mean, it's tzedaka, it becomes tzedaka, has to
be. I know, okay, we're going to obby me now.
I know.
Now you live on that same block, so therefore, you're going to obby me now.
What do you mean? I don't think that. That's why
what
are
you supposed to do?
You know what?
Somebody
who's been
on kids for 10 years also officially.
He lives with her, he's ever alive. And she's ever alive.
I mean, there's so many things alive here. He was close to the obvious ideal.
I was with him
when
he had surgery.
We're talking, this okay. Guy said everybody's going to get interested.
We're interested all the time, Rick. What's her saying? We're interested all the time.
Something about Reb Lazar, why does he not say Reb Yechanan's answer? He holds the fact that she ate already shouldn't make a difference. Bat Yisrael married a Kayan and died. Are you going to say once she ate once, she can continue eating the rest of her life? Sometimes she eats and she has to stop. Reb Yechanan has some pocket kinyane. There she's not married to him anymore. How come they pocket kinyane? She's still married. It's not a comparison. Okay.
Well, the lab that's fucking like Cain pocket kinyane,
no? No, it's not. It's still married. They need a get. He still has to feed her. She's still married to him.
And if there's a yavam around, is that called pocket?
Yeah, if the Petsuadaka would die, his brother would do yibum.
He doesn't have to divorce her?
Theoretically, they could stay married as long as they're not alone in a house. Theoretically.
What was that Gemara where...
This is not to be married. This is to have a relationship.
Right, over there, the wife of a
Kayang
who was taken, whatever, by a besieging army. What was the
halach
over there?
So he divorced her, and he lived with her, and they were makbar on Yichud. Tomorrow by Yavchayim ben Akfulus, in the second parakim Sabbath. That's what you're referring to.
Or no? Did he have to...
I don't know if it says that he divorced her there. It says that he lived, and he was makbar never to go in. But I don't remember whether it said divorced during Sabbath.
Well, the next step we'll learn.
We learned it before you, Yavamas.
Like a cycle.
Yes.
Margretten?
Yes.
I imagine that she was an almana from a coin. She was a Bas Yisrael almana from a coin. And she was still eating truma because she was looking forward to being because she's a Yavama. So is she eating truma now because she was married to a Kohen?
Not eating truma. Who says anything about Yavama here?
I don't know how to get. So what does she do?
You can't get along. Only Yavama questions about why she brought Yavama in. There's no mention in this Gemara about Yavama.
So she was eating it just because she was engaged to him?
Sorry?
So why was she eating truma at all?
He was married to a person who became a tzuadaka. She married a kayan, happily married, and he became a tzuadaka.
So until she has a relationship with him, then he's she's mutter to eat.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
What difference does it make?
Their children.
Not if she has a relationship with her husband.
But he's not talking about Yavama, like you said. But
no, there's no mention of Yavama here.
But what if it was a Yavama? If she's gone from one husband to another.
Yavama doesn't eat. We Rashi, she says the Yavama never eats. Her husband's dead. She's not king and kaspa. Till she has Yibum, she cannot eat.
Okay.
Dead. Yes. The Yavama, right. Tanarabana, Ezeb Tzuadaka. Okay, we'll see. Tanarabana, Ezeb Tzuadaka. Kol Shinivtsu Beim Shalai. His testicles got wounded. I feel like Achas Mem. Okay, so you're bringing now a big Shaila into the mix. Is Tzuadaka dependent on impotence? Not impotence, lack of ability to procreate. Or is Tzuadaka independent of that? Can a person have the Isra of Tzuadaka if he can still have children? It's the ability to have children. That's the question. Now, the big shayla of Tzuadaka that comes out, and I might as well take it out off the table, is people that have prostate surgery. People that have prostate surgery, part of the surgery is that they cut the Shvile Hazera, the tubes that bring the Zera to the male organ. And that is one of the ways a person becomes a Tzuadaka. Now, there's a terem, there's a few terem for this, of why it's not Isra Tzuadaka. First of all, there are those Shitas, Big Machlokes, that hold that if it's done because of an illness, the Rambam says, this is a big shaila, how to learn the Rambam. The Rambam says if it's done because of an illness, it's not called Pesuadaka B'dei Adam, it's called Pesuadaka B'dei Shemayim, which is Mutter, because it's Shemayim they caused that he has to have this. And therefore we view this as happening B'dei Shemayim, not B'dei Adam. The Mashal says it's only true if the illness was directly in the procreating parts of his body. But if it's somewhere else, not in the Shvili Hazera or in the Bayim or in the Gid, then it is not considered B'dei Shemayim. Only if the illness was directly in the reproductive organs. That's what the Let me just finish. Others argue on that Mashal, and they hold that any surgery that has to be done because of illness does not make him to a dark. However, that's a big machloikas. What everybody agrees on, lamais and halacha, and this is what happens, is that the doctors can sever the Shvili Hazera externally or internally, meaning part of the body that's out of the body or something that's internally. If they do it internally, most achrayim hold that's not called a tzuadaka. Therefore, people that have surgery for prostate make sure with the doctor that whatever he has to do to the avari of the reproductive organs should not be done on anything on the outside of the body, has to be done on the inside of the body, and then the person does not become a tzuadak. Yes, now what is your question?
No, I mean, if an illness happens in a different part of the body, which causes the reproductive organs to lose its impotence, whatever the word is.
That's B'dei Shemayim.
That's Mishmayim.
No, but the question is, what if it causes a need for surgery, and that surgery causes the Betzua Daka? It seems that in the days of the Marshal, they had to treat people who had kidney stones or bladder stones in a way that affected the reproductive organs. And the question the Marshal was dealing with, what? No, the doctor did something to the reproductive organs to get to those stones.
Oh, you mean it started with that? I thought it started with
that. So the question the Marshal deals with, is that called B'day Shemayim or B'day Adam? So the Marshal, that the heter that the Rambam says, that things that are caused by illness in B'day Shemayim, is only if the illness was in the reproductive organs themselves, not if they had to get to something else and therefore affected the reproductive organs. Others disagree, others are more machmer, others are more mekel, but the heter b'zman hazeh for people that have prostate surgery is to do it on the inside. If it does it on the inside, that keeps away that makes it mutter, b'zman hazeh. That's what most, basically, the consensus of Paiskim around the world is. And that's what they do by prostate surgery. If they affect the Shvili Hazera, they do it internally, not externally, and therefore there's no problem.
You take medicine that makes sterilize somebody?
That would not be able to a doctor. It doesn't touch the reproductive organs. That would be usher, because the person's not allowed to make himself a saris. That's a different isser. But that's not to a doctor. What? Right. I hear what you're asking me. I don't think so. I'm not sure. There's an issur to drink mashka hamasares. That's Gemara. That says for a man. I don't know about animals. It says the person is not allowed to drink something that will make him sterile. A woman can because she's not mitzvah peruvu, but a man can't. That has nothing to do with tzedaka. That is a separate issur of Ba'artachem Leisasus. I don't know if it affects animals. Can you give animal to drink something that makes it sterile? I don't know. I would assume not. I don't think so.
A lady can do a mechachila?
Reb Chiya's wife. We had a Yavamas. We had a Yavamas that Reb Chiya's wife drank a Kaishil Ikrin. She had two sets of twins, and she had a hard time having birth. She went to her husband dressed up, and she said, "Can I drink a Kaishil Ikrin?" And he said, "Yes." And then she drank it, and he found out it was her. He said, "Oh, I wanted another set." You don't remember that?
Permanent.
Please don't do this to yourself. I have Rachmana to you. It's the Gemara at the end of the sixth parak.
Women take things as temporary.
Women. They do that because of they don't want chuppas nida.
Wait a second. That's not making themselves a saris. Birth control is not a saris. Birth control does not make them impossible to have children. I don't know anything. All I know is take a look at the Gemara. I'm not telling you anything. We learned the Gemara way back when.
Does the Rebbe say
impossible
like that? Rebbe did not talk in a way. A lady can do that and say, "I don't want any more children."
I mean, a person who's a testament
still
procreating.
So that's the big tumult. That's why I said there's a big tumult in Achreinim. Is the Yutta B'tzua Daka have to do with the ability of procreation or not? Now, I know somebody that had surgery, they removed one testicle, and he has children. But Rav David Feinstein Paskin that he can get married. This is the sugya. I'm not going to go through the halakha because I don't know it well. Number one. Number two is that I wouldn't want anybody to pass him from a dear shushir anyway. So we're not going to. I'm just mentioning the shaylas that come up. You're right. This happens. People have one testicle removed because they have a mechmana l'tzlan. Now that might be considered b'day shemayim, according to the Marshal, because it was an illness in a reproductive organ that caused it to have to be removed. Which the Marshal says that's called B'day Shemayim because the illness caused that it had to be removed. The illness in the reproductive organ, which is a machlokes. There's a big shaila. I know one case, and I don't know the details, but somebody had testicle cancer, and they removed one testicle, and he's married and he has kids, and Rav David Feinstein Paskin that he's allowed to get married.
They freeze the zera, they do all these different things.
That wouldn't make a difference. This guy had it regularly. He had it regularly. I happen to know he had it regularly, but it was Rav David Feinstein's son. But I know the details of why. I know some Rishonim hold if you're only missing one, it's not to a daka. That's for sure basis of some of it. And then besides for that, this might be Machmas Chayli. This is where the Shilas abound in the Achronim about exactly what asks to a daka and what doesn't. I'm saying, I'm not going to pass on Allah Lamaisa, but these are the Shilas that come up. Tana Rabbanan. Ezeb to a daka. His testicles were wounded. Even one. Now those who shine him and say one is okay, say there's a difference between a wound and a removal. That a wound is more ptsuadaka than a removal of one. That's what they say. Even if there's a hole, disintegrated, is that the way he translates it? How does he translate chasru? Missing, okay.
What?
Well,
part of
missing.
So, Trashi, Niftu can buy petza wood, machlis cherub v'sakim, numaku, machmas makim, numaku, v'huktu numaleim. It became smaller. Machil l'chasru koshu. That's the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'naish Rabbi Yechim b'breika. Shemati b'chachamim b'kerem b'yavna. Kosha ein lo yalapay achas, ein al asris chama v'kosher. If he has one testicle, it's considered that, by the way, a person that's born without testicles or born with a problem is not a p'tua daka, even though he can't procreate. It's called the Swiss Chama. Swiss Chama means born that way. Right, B'dei Shemayim.
And he can't get married.
He could, because he could get married. The issue of getting married is only for a p'tua daka, not for a saris.
Why?
That's what the Torah said.
But why?
Because that's what the Torah said.
Is the somebody who was captured, they were Mazaris.
What?
He was captured and they were Mazaris.
That's a Mtsuadaka. That's a Mtsuadaka. Frankly, Gemara, Swiss Chama, Sakadaitach? It's not natural. What do you mean that it's a Swiss Chama? A Laruk is Swiss Chama of a Kusher. What he meant to say is, missing one is like a Swiss Chama. Rashi. Bekerem Shayashim Shura Shuras Kekerem. The reason it's called Kerem B'Yavna is they sat in rows like a vineyard. Hanatua Shura Shuras. Swiss Chama Sakadaitach. A Swiss Chama B'Dei Shemayim Machmas Chayli. V'Hai Lav Chayli. This is not a Chayli. Tis Swiss Chama of a Kusher. V'Yasra Taira Ela Ptua B'dach the chorus. Wounded, smashed, or chorus cut. But if it's missing, that's not considered a thing. So this is where Taisa says to Kasha, how can he have one and not have a wound? To remove it, they had to remove it through a wound. So what does that mean? He has one and it's Kasha. Right? So Taisa answers, this is where the Taisa says, that wounded is worse than removal. This is where Taisa says it. Removal is not considered wounded. Wounded, it means it's there and it's wounded. Right. Some Rishonim say that a person should, it depends if it's the right testicle or the left testicle, that the right testicle is more important than the left one. It's a Shaila Nachoch. I'm not going to pass on this. I'm just mentioning these things. Chakti Gemara. Now, you have to be very careful. The Rishonim here give reasons why the Torah asked to a daka. So, the reason I say you have to be very careful is because you can't base halacha on those reasons. There's a tshuva in the Shaila Meshev that somebody wanted to base halacha on the reasons. And the Shaila Meshev says, we don't pass on the Shin and Time of the Krah. We don't base halach on reasons. We want to say a reason, because it's okay, but you can't base halach on the reasons. Some Rishonim learned that the reason they asked it Shvus Chama is because they used to do it. The Goyim used to do it for servants of a king. They wanted to preserve their youth. I guess the changes in the body that come about from the hormones, they wanted to preserve it. They used to even massage them. Also took away their desire to get married, and therefore they used to do it in Melech by Melech Bavo, it says in the Psukim. So we want to show that we're not that way. So the Torah says, no, don't touch any of the of the reproductive organs. Somebody trying to want to say that a person that's a Ptua Daka, see, this is where it gets problematic, can't give birth. And since he can't give birth, his Bia is wasted. It's a wasted Bia. Meaning, there's no purpose to it. The Torah doesn't work. That's the kasha of that. So why is Shvus Chama different? That's why you can't use reasons to base it on. Some Rishonim say his wife is more apt to be Mazana because she wants to have a relationship with people that can have children. Again, these are all reasons. The problem is that Shvus Chama is a kasha. Yeah, I'm just telling you what the Rishonim say is reasons. The Rambam, the Chinuch.
What? Biology has changed also, so we can't necessarily take the type of injury mentioned in the Gemara and use it nowadays also.
I have no idea. That I can't tell you. I can't tell you. I don't know. She wants to be Madonna with people that, that's what the Lashon Derivat is, that she'll come to be Madonna more if he's a Ptua Daka.
What do you say?
I don't know if she wants to become pregnant, if she wants to have a relationship with a man that maybe the relationship is a different kind of relationship.
You know what, maybe, who says she doesn't have children?
To get divorced and get another husband, I'll do it for good.
Again, I can't claim to understand it. I'm just pointing it out. Again, is the fact that he can give birth a right that he's not up to a daka, that becomes a big shaila in halacha as well. The Gemara is going to seem to say that people who give birth can't be up to a daka. Up to a daka cannot procreate, which leads the Farshim to say, therefore, somebody who can procreate is not up to a daka, which makes a lot of a terim. Again, I'm not getting involved in a local amayis. I'm just saying it is a very, it comes up, Baruch Hashem, not often, but it does come up, usually by prostate surgery, which happens by older people. They're not having children anyway, so procreation won't be a riot to anything. And for that, they paskin that you do it internally. It comes up sometimes, people that suffer from an illness that they have to affect the reproductive organs, that's where the shaila becomes very, very chumar, meaning it becomes a very shaila. He's casting it right now. He's taping it. He said. No, it seems that part of the prostate, I'm not a doctor, you are, but I'm told that part of the prostate surgery is they sever the shvile hazera. Why they do that, I don't know, and you used to do it on the outside, meaning not outside, but on the organ that's outside. And now they do it all the way inside, and therefore they don't affect anything on the outside.
There's two tracks, and
today there's only one. That's Nishtana. There's now two tracks.
One track. The time of the Gemara was different, though.
Right.
Biology changed.
Yes. Okay, Mirch Hashem, I won't be here Sunday. Mirch Hashem, Hirsch will do a wonderful job. And I will be back Monday morning, believe me or not.
Mirch Hashem.
Test? Test, Monday. I didn't do it today. Sorry. I feel sorry.